Hi, this is Avis here, and today I'm going to talk to you about an unputdownable truth about life, that everything in this life is impermanent. In the end, you will leave with nothing. You will depart alone, empty-handed. This is the truth of life. As long as you don't recognize this truth and understand it, you will continue fighting with life. You will continue to desire and continue to want. And you will continue to lament and grieve over anything that you lose or over everything that you don't get. Let me share an anecdote from my life that opened my eyes to this truth. I love the German-crafted Lamy pens. I simply love the way they are designed and the way they write. Over the years, I have collected most variants of a particular model in several colors. And I carry a Lamy most of the time while on business. One day, on a domestic flight, I lost my favorite red Lamy pen. When I discovered this loss, I was well out of the airport, driving towards downtown Mumbai. I simply did not see a point in going back in search of my pen. But I could not get over that loss. For days on end, I searched for the pen in every major stationery store in every major Indian city that I visited. Those were the times when Lamy products were not available in India and online shopping had not even been invented. Whatever I did to get over the loss, my mind went back to grieving over the red Lamy. Several years after this incident, one day I sat at a coffee shop with Vani to take stock of our lives. We had lost everything material in life and we were hanging on to a thin ray of hope. We did not know what to do or whom to turn for work, for help, or for a solution, or for advice. We therefore decided to make a list of options so that we could select from among them. I volunteered to take notes of our choices and options. I pulled out my pen. It turned out to be a red Lamy. I burst out laughing. I had subsequently purchased this pen from Kuala Lumpur International Airport when on a trip, a couple of months after I had lost the one on that domestic flight. At the coffee shop where I sat with Vani, preparing to make notes, I saw that red Lamy in my hand and I burst out laughing. Here I was, having lost everything material and was contemplating calmly how to reinvent ourselves, how to keep our focus, and how to find a solution to the unimaginable crisis that we found ourselves in. And there was no grief, no sorrow at that moment, just an indescribable resoluteness to deal with the challenge. Over and above that, I was laughing at the irony in my learning. I wondered what had changed in me between my losing a pen to losing everything material in my life. Back then, I had been so distressed and disturbed over losing a pen, and here I was, having lost everything and yet being so calm. I'm not sure I know even now what has changed in me, but I sure know how that change has come about. Over time, life has taught me lessons through my experience of losing everything material, everything that I once dearly held on to, money, assets, and the firm that we had built. I have learned through all this loss that everything is transient, that nothing is permanent, that we will all go the same way we came, with nothing. Perhaps this awareness has led to a great acceptance of life as it is, and to an incomparable, matchless inner peace. Your story may be different from mine. But you too may have lost in life or are struggling with a loss just now. Whether you have lost something or someone, reflect on this truth that everything, everyone will pass. This is the only way to not lose your peace of mind and to remain anchored and happy.
If you like this podcast and would like to follow me, please download my app called Avis Vishwanathan on Google Play or on the App Store. You can also follow me on Twitter @AvisVishwanathan is my handle, or you can find me on Instagram as The Happiness Wala. You may also want to look up my book, Fall Like a Rose Petal, on my website www.avisvishwanathan.in. It is also available on Amazon.com, Amazon.in, and on Flipkart.com.